did you swallow?
What did you swallow?
Why do you want to do this, Nick?
Yeah, Nick. Nick came to the, he came and said, guys, stop everything. 8:10 today. We'll
just mate, we
it.
Basically filled the board and he went with a wipe, with a eraser and just rubbed it all off in huge letters.
And he put Nick, swallow.
Well, what?
And then Wodger with a question mark.
And look, a little reveal behind the curtain here as well.
Yeah.
Our boss every day comes every day. In and goes, hey guys, you want to do, what did you swallow? That'd be funny. What did you swallow?
Yeah, you
well, well that one time he said he wanted to do where'd you stick your finger?
Oh, that's right. Now the great content, where'd you stick your finger? What did you swallow?
That's me being our boss. I'll pay for that
spot
later.
On. But Jace, what are you doing to me? Get out of here.
Anyway, we've finally got a
we
story.
We all go down. If you go down, we all go down.
Anyway, we've finally got a story. So there's a lady who calls herself on TikTok. She says, I am Carly B, not Cardi B.
Or dangerously close to my rap name. I don't clean,
but let me tell you. Oh, yeah, what are you?
Carby B. Carly, careful.
Yeah. Anyway, she thought she was taking some like Nurofen, some ibuprofen, swallowed it down, and then realized when she looked in her AirPods case that one of them was missing.
What? That's huge, though. That's bigger than a Nurofen.
Well, the pros, like, just go all the way in your ear, pretty much.
Yeah, the in-ears.
What, you mean the ibuprofen pros? I was like, what's that?
Shove it in the ear.
Yeah, how big are her ibuprofen
It gets the brain
tablets.
Quicker.
Anyway, the thing was that she realized because the other headphone was still in her thing that it was connected via Bluetooth to her phone.
Oh, my God. What's that doing to your guts?
So
what?
She recorded the audio. Now, if you listen at the start, it's just like gurgling sounds. And then you hear her talking from outside her body, obviously, and it's getting through to the audio in her stomach.
Hell, but I just went out of my hand for no reason. Like, I don't even know what I thought it was, but I just ate my... AirPod.
What?
That's from inside her belly.
That's so
wild.
Recording.
Oh my God.
It's a great ad for AirPods though, working inside a stomach.
Yeah,
I know, right?
That's
so if you have a
powerful.
Moby Dick in and get swallowed by
a whale.
Yeah, a whale, yep.
You could maybe call for help.
I mean, is that Ishmael.
I think a whale calls in, I swallowed a human.
Here, I've got the recording. Let me out, I'm in a whale.
Sorry, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. So does she have to pass this through?
Yeah, like, it's passed. She's done a follow-up TikTok where she said it has passed.
Oh, my goodness. Have any audio from in the toilet bowl or anything like that?
I think it had stopped working from the stomach acids.
Fair enough.
By
fair
that
enough.
Stage.
Sure.
The old
you
vial.
Give me, you give me this here. There it is.
That'll do it.
That's the one.
A mate of mine swallowed a marble.
Yeah, when you say a mate, you mean you. Yeah. Mr. Marble over here.
Marble Gill. Back in your childhood days, playing marbles in the schoolyard.
Because wasn't it, don't you play marbles like you can like get other people's marbles by winning at marbles?
Yeah, the marble
so did
casino.
He want, so was he trying to keep his marbles safe? And he's like, you're never getting this one, Gil.
Stop me now, Gil.
But he had to go to the doctor and the doctor's like, look.
Screw you, Gil.
I'll get you, Gil. Marbles.
Just knocking back marbles.
Gil would go to the toilet and wait for him to pass it.
Well, you signed this contract before we initiated play. I will be retrieving those
that
marbles.
That is my marble. That's my marble for life. I know it won't break down inside of you. I will get the full marble out of you.
Well, that's the thing. He went to the doctor and the doctor was just like, look, there's nothing for it. You've just got to wait. Make sure it passes because that's important that we do that. So he had to start raking through the poop.
Right.
A couple of days later, there she was.
There she was. She rinse him off and go back to the playground.
He swears, and I don't believe this because I think it was encased. He swears there was a dink on the toilet bowl.
No.
So we are asking 131060, what'd you swallow? Christy's in Stockton. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. What'd you swallow?
Okay, so it was super gross. I was in high school and I was chatting to this guy that I was like super smitten with at the time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these flies were like buzzing and they flew into my mouth and I'm coughing and spluttering and choked on one. And I was like, okay, you know, that was embarrassing, but the worst is over. No, the worst was not over because a minute later he tells me there's something in my teeth and it was the other fly.
No.
It was true.
Oh, that is horrific.
What do you mean it was in your teeth and you chewed them? What do you mean?
Like, it had got stuck where your front lip goes over your front teeth and it was, like, in the corner next to my big front teeth, like, next to it.
Oh, my God.
And it was just jammed in there,
when
like,
he
killer.
Kissed you, was his tongue kissing a fly as well?
Quite possibly, but we don't need to talk about that.
So good.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for.
It is.
Cheated on their first date. There and the fly.
Or it was a threesome on the first date.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, can't start that high, you know, because it's only downhill from there.
That's what we want, though. Can you top that? 13, 10, 60. What did you swallow?
Melanie's in Bulwara Heights, though. We're doing what you swallow, not what you lick. So, Mel, what you swallow?
It wasn't me. I actually knew a gentleman who was having trouble swallowing, and it turns out that he'd actually swallowed his dentures.
Oh, Melanie, that's big. That's a large item to get down your gob. How does that happen?
They were very loose, and he told me that he'd misplaced them, and we couldn't find them anywhere, and we were searching through the drawers and everything.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they were so loose that he'd just swallowed them.
Swallowed them? And were they like
sword swallower or something earlier
literally.
In his life.
No gag reflex for sure there.
No way. And if he was then having trouble swallowing, they were still stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
Yep. They were stuck there and they had to be removed by an ENT.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. That's why you need that glue.
Yeah.
Polydent.
Oh, to stick onto the
foot.
Did
exactly.
you do an ad for Polydent?
And I
would
did.
You, and
I
would
did.
You swallow?
I don't know why that ad sticks in my brain so much. It just seems like a really handy product.
I think a lot of dentures advertising is really convincing.
You know why? And what? Mel's just solidified it. You don't want to be swallowing your dentures. If they come loose, trouble is afoot.
You could swallow them. I've never seen one dentures ad. What am I doing?
You're not watching enough free to air, babe.
Amanda's in Bottles Bay on 13, 10, 60. Amanda, what do you swallow?
Hi, it wasn't me. It was my dad. We went for a family holiday over to Tonga and went to a little Chinese restaurant. And in his soy sauce were maggots. And he tipped it onto his rice and he was eating it.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between maggots and rice. Some move, some don't.
Yep.
Yep.
Well,
swallowed the maggots in the soy sauce.
Yeah, I remember sitting there. I was only probably 13 or 14 at the time. And I was like, oh, your rice is moving. he's like, what? And then we realised that there was maggots in the soy sauce.
It's your rice really is moving,
it's just the basmati in Tonga. You know what I mean? The basmati moves. Yeah, right. Well, you want
as long
me
as he was enjoying it.
Yeah, that's
all
that matters.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Emily's in Bellbird. Hi, Em.
Hi. So this is really embarrassing.
Wait, I have to ask. What'd you swallow?
A 5-cent piece in the front row of church.
What?
Oh, from the gift giving.
What do you mean?
From this collection plate.
Oh, brilliant.
What do you mean? Were you trying to steal it or did you get it
mixed
up with
I
the
was.
Communion?
I was five. I was like five and I was trying to steal it and it was money and I just grabbed it and put it in my mouth to hide it from my mum.
Yeah.
And then I started to choke on it.
Oh, man.
Mate, you know what that is? That's God.
He's punishing you then and there. Someone happened. Did the priest come in and do the Heimlich maneuver?
I was in the front row and he was watching the whole thing. My mum had to stick her fingers down my throat and like yank it out. He was shocked. He was mind blown.
Oh my God. Did you ever go back to that church, Emily? How embarrassing for you and your whole family?
I probably did. I can't remember.
Okay.
I kind of blocked it out.
If I was Emily, I'd use that as a miracle.
Testify.
Oh, I'm back. The Saviour.
I've